September 21, 1927. How the soul who lives in the divine will places the acts of it in exercise. How the truth is perennial life and continuous miracle. I was going around throughout the whole creation, asking for the kingdom of the supreme fiat in each created thing. And my adored Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, since all created things are fixed in God, as you ask for the kingdom of my divine will in each of them, the created things move in God and ask for my kingdom. Each of them forms its supplicating wave, the incessant motion to ask for what you want. And since created things are nothing other than acts come out of my divine will, and each act was given an office, as you ask for my kingdom in each created thing, you place all the offices of the acts of my supreme volition and exercise around the divine being, and you make our goodness, our power, justice and mercy, our love and wisdom, ask for the kingdom of our will. In fact, each created thing contains a quality of ours, and we feel waves of beauty, of power, of justice, of mercy, of love, of wisdom, coming to us, one after the other, which, with divine ways, supplicate, pray, plead for the kingdom of the divine fiat in the midst of creatures. And in seeing ourselves being prayed so much by the very acts of our divine will, we ask, who is she who moves a will so great with all its innumerable acts, to ask of us that we give our kingdom to creatures? And our acts answer us, it is the little daughter of the eternal volition, it is the daughter of all of us, who, with so much love, moves our acts to ask for what we all want. And in the excess of our love, we say, ah, it is the little daughter of our will. Let her do it, to her it is given to penetrate everywhere. Let her pass freely, because she will not do anything, nor ask for anything, but what we ourselves want. After this, I was thinking about all that my adored Jesus had told me on his divine will, and it was as if I wanted additional and more sure proofs that it was Jesus who is speaking to me. And Jesus, coming out from my interior, told me, "My daughter, there is no proof which is more certain and sure, and which can do greater good both to you and to others, than my having manifested to you so many truths. Truth is more than miracle. It brings permanent divine life within itself, and wherever it reaches and in whomever listens to it, it bilocates the truth together with its life, to give itself to whomever wants it. Therefore, my truths are perennial light, not subject to being extinguished, as well as life that never dies. What good can a truth of mine not produce? It can form saints, it can convert souls, it can dispel darkness, and has the virtue of renewing the whole world. Therefore, I perform a greater miracle when I manifest one of my truths than when I give further proofs that it is I who go to the soul, or did other miraculous things, because these are the shadow of my power, passing light. And because it is passing, it does not bring the miraculous virtue to all, but is limited to the individual who has received the miracle, and many times not even the one who has received the miracle makes himself a saint. On the other hand, the truth contains life and, as life, brings its virtue to whomever wants it. Be certain, my daughter, that if in coming upon earth I had not spoken so many truths in the gospel, even if I had done miracles, the redemption would have been hampered, without development, because they would have found nothing, neither teachings nor light of truth, in order to learn the remedies, to find the way that leads to heaven. So it would be with you, had I not spoken to you so many truths, especially on my adorable will, which has been the greatest miracle I have done in these times. What good would your mission bring, the mission so great, entrusted to you, of making known the kingdom of my supreme fiat? On the other hand, because I have told you so many truths about it, my divine will can be known in the world. The order, the peace, the light, the lost happiness can be restored. All these truths will bring man onto the lap of his Creator, that they may exchange the first kiss of creation, and man may be given back the image of the one who created him. If you knew the great good that all these truths I have spoken to you will bring to creatures, your heart would split with joy. Nor can you fear that the infernal enemy might dare to manifest to you a single truth about my divine will. In fact, before its light, he trembles and flees, and each truth on my will is one more hell for him. And because he wanted neither to love it nor to do it, it changed for him into torments that will have no end. Before the mere word will of God, he feels himself burnt so much that he flies into a rage, and he hates that holy will that torments him more than hell. Therefore, you can be sure that will of God and infernal enemy never get along, nor can they be together or close. Its light eclipses him and hurls him into the chasms of hell. Therefore, what I recommend to you is that you let not even one truth or simple word on my divine will be lost, because everything must serve to perform the chain of perennial miracles, so as to make known its kingdom and give back the lost happiness to creatures.